It's time now for How You Built That. And today's story starts in the winter of 2015. Cindy Heilman had just moved to Toledo, Ohio. It's where her husband Chris grew up, and Cindy was having a hard time.
Just feeling super, almost like depressed about the winter.
For her, moving from Florida to Ohio, it was kind of a bit of a culture shock.
Yes, it's so gloomy.
Being from Florida, Cindy needed warmth and light. So she started buying lots and lots of candles, which meant lots of leftover candle containers.
If they were in glass jars, I would hold on to them.
Some of them were in a drawer, some of them were up in a cabinet. We'd buy candles and say, okay, this is in a really nice pot. We can use it to put our Q-tips in. We could use it for something around the house.
But the ones that I would buy in ceramic containers, I would normally put a plant in it. And we have tons of house plants.
Now, this went on for 2 winters. Cold weather, candles, candle containers. And by March of 2017, there was one big change. Cindy had become a stay-at-home mom, which was great, except for the weather. So one day, a friend sent her a card to cheer her up.
I was wondering why it had so many, like, little bumps and dots on it.
Those bumps and dots were actually seeds. They were embedded in the paper. And instead of throwing the card away, Cindy could soak it in water, put it in a planter, and grow wildflowers.
I just thought it was the coolest thing ever, and almost felt lucky to have it.
Now, around the same time, Cindy found a bluish-gray planter pot, and she really wanted to use it.
Oh, I could put some candle wax in this and just try and make a candle.
She said, hey, I think we could sell these. And I kind of did the math in my head. I was like, that's going to have to be like a $30 candle. Nobody's going to pay $30 for a candle. And Cindy turned around and looked at me, and she's like,
you just bought me a $30 candle last week.
That's when they got another idea. They could make a candle in a planter pot and then use that paper with the seeds embedded in it for the label.
People would be able to grow wildflowers after they're done with the container so they don't have to throw it away.
So they got to work.
We had no idea what we were doing. We were just watching a bunch of YouTube videos, different Pinterest ideas on DIY, how to make a candle.
It took 2 months of melting wax all over her basement, but Cindy figured it out. And then Chris said, okay, we think it's a good idea, but will it actually sell? So they went to a trade show to find out.
I was really blown away by how emotionally invested people got into our product.
A lot of the guys, they would have their girl with them and be like, this is a cool product, isn't it? Do you want one?
And that day, they sold every single one of their candles and covered all their expenses and made a $1,000 profit.
It was also a couple days worth of work.
And that was enough reason for Chris to consider quitting his banking job, because Chris and Cindy had been thinking about starting a business together for years.
So we were in a really good financial position to be able to take this type of step. So it really didn't feel very risky to us at all.
And so Chris left his job and joined Cindy in their basement. They took $4,000 out of their savings to buy wax, wicks, pots, and seed paper. And they made 850 candles. And over 5 months, at more than a dozen trade shows, they sold every single one of them.
I mean, it's backbreaking work going to these trade shows every weekend because, number one, we don't have a weekend, we're working really long days, and then when we get back, it's, okay, we have to make a ton of candles so we can be ready for next week and the next event.
Over the past year, Chris and Cindy moved their business online, they got a $50,000 loan to scale up, they hired some employees, and even moved their little candle-making factory out of their basement. But as married business partners, they're still struggling to find the right balance.
Having the business out of our home for the past year has been a huge difference. We just pick, you know, 2 or 3 nights out of the week, like, okay, these 2 or 3 nights after Adeline goes to bed, we're going to work on our business. And the other nights, it's just about us. We're not going to talk about business, and it's going to be all about family.
So far, founders Chris and Cindy Heilman have sold more than 12,000 growing candles. If you want to find out more about them or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.